Throughout this Easter season, our first reading at Sunday Mass always comes from the Acts of the Apostles. I'd like to make a very profound statement, so listen closely. The Acts of the Apostles recounts for us the Acts of the Apostles. So we find in this book of Scripture all that the apostles said and did after our Lord had ascended into heaven and filled them with the gift of his Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And one of the things we notice about many of these Acts of the Apostles is that these were very courageous men. Today, for example, they're hauled before the Sanhedrin, who have commanded them to stop proclaiming Christ as the Messiah, as the Savior of the world, which ran counter to their presumptions about how God would save the world. And today they're scolded because they have resisted and refused to obey this command, and St. Peter says to them, "We must obey God rather than men." And we're told at the end of the reading this morning that they left the presence of the Sanhedrin rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. The name, of course, being the name of Jesus Christ. These men were so courageous that they were willing to suffer, even to rejoice to suffer for the sake of the name of Jesus. And eventually, one by one, they would literally give their lives as martyrs, shedding their blood to witness to the truth of who Jesus is. We must obey God rather than men, and so they did. Don't know about you, but when I think about my own life, and when I think about the life of the church in our day, I find that we are often very prone to the temptation to do just the opposite. To obey men rather than God. Perhaps that temptation is in a less obvious, more subtle form, not a direct command from those in authority not to speak and act on our faith, but is there not intense pressure in the world in which we live to simply keep our faith as something private, not something that we speak about and act too much on, so as not to offend anyone in this secular culture in which we find ourselves? I'll give you a couple examples from my own life. Times when I'm going out somewhere, I find in my head the thought, I don't know if I really should wear my Roman collar when I go out. It would save me perhaps some uncomfortable encounters or even some sideways glances, perhaps. Or sometimes when I find myself in a place where I'm called to teach our faith, the thought comes to my mind, well, you know, there are certain truths of our faith that are so very countercultural and that I'm sure would be hard for someone else to hear. Perhaps I should just pass over that one. Like when I'm doing marriage prep, perhaps, and we come to the teaching on contraception. I'm sure you could probably name examples in your own life. Maybe you go on vacation with a group of people and Sunday rolls around and you think to yourself, I'm not sure how these people feel about Mass, and so I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to rock the boat at all. Or maybe you find yourself in some situation at work or at school where you're asked to do something that you know goes against what you believe as a Catholic, and you think, well, I don't want to offend anyone, so I'll just go along with it quietly. Or maybe we hesitate to wear outward manifestations of our faith or have images in our home or in our car that would say to the world, I'm a Catholic. How easy it is for us to succumb to that pressure that is placed upon us to become rather cowardly in our living out of the faith, heeding the opinion and the respect and the favor of other human beings rather than striving with all our heart to please God. St. Peter is good news for us. Because that very man who we saw so courageously speaking to the Sanhedrin, we must obey God rather than men. We know he's the same one who not long before, in a very cowardly way, denied he even knew the name that later he would rejoice to suffer for. 3 times on Holy Thursday night, St. Peter showed himself to be very much a coward. And that gives us hope, because look at this incredible transformation that happened in St. Peter. That very same transformation can happen in your life and mine. And how did it happen? It happened through a personal encounter with Christ. In fact, I think the gospel today reveals to us perhaps the most important moment of transformation for St. Peter after the resurrection. They had this miraculous catch of fish and then enjoyed a breakfast with our Lord on the shore of the sea. And then Jesus takes Peter off by himself. He wanted to get him alone, because he knew that in the depths of Peter's heart, there was shame and guilt for what he had done. And so 3 times, in reparation for those 3 denials, our Lord says, "Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" Peter was going to confession here, essentially. This person-to-person encounter with Christ, where he was invited to admit his guilt and to receive in its place the grace of reconciliation. And in the most beautiful way, as our Lord so often works, he doesn't just give Peter that gift of forgiveness, but then along with that, he gives him a call, a vocation. He lifts him and gives him the dignity of calling him to feed my sheep, tend my sheep. Peter, there's a plan for you. You're called now, reconciled with me, to go into the world, to the hungry flock, and to proclaim to them the good news that salvation has come. My friends, that same Jesus Christ who brought about this transformation in St. Peter, he is here with us in the sacraments. We encounter him in confession. We encounter him in the most beautiful way here in the Holy Eucharist. When the host is held up before us, we can say, as truly as St. John did, "It is the Lord." And our encounter with him in the sacraments can transform us and fill us with that same courage to live our faith, not just to profess it here, but to go out into the world and with courage live our faith, and even be willing to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name and to rejoice at that. Let's ask our Lord today, as he comes to us in this Holy Eucharist, for that grace of transformation, that he would make us truly courageous, ardent, zealous apostles, witnesses of him in the world. And then in this month of May, when we honor our Blessed Mother with even greater fervor than usual, let's ask her, who was a source of great strength and courage for the apostles, to strengthen us as well with her presence and her prayers, to give us hearts open like hers to the grace, the transformative grace that comes to us from her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.